Welcome to the Agape Podcast, the podcast about Christ's unconditional love, otherwise known as Agape. I'm your host, Liv, and let's get started into today's episode. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Agape Podcast. I'm your host, Liv, and today is the first episode of Season 3. I'm so excited for a new season. I know a lot of our younger people on here who listen to the show have already started school, and a lot of more of the older people have already started back to work. And so, back from summer vacation. So we are going to start this season fresh. And today's episode topic is Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. So we're going to be going over that today. So I hope you'll join me with that. And let's get into it. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into our scripture. So our scripture for today is Psalm 139, verse 14. And it reads, I will praise you because I have been fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know it well. So, if you've ever heard the podcast before, any other past episodes, you know that I struggle with confidence. Some days it's worse than others, and it can be a battle for me. This verse reminds me that, hey, I'm not worthless, and that God created me in His image, and I am fearfully and wonderfully made. But to some, this can be confusing. And yes, when I first ever read this verse, it's confusing. Because how can you be scared of something that you made and then wonderful after it? I mean, it's just those two words don't go together. So, we're just going to break it down one by one. So the word fearfully in this verse does not mean we should be afraid of us. The word fearfully means, or rather, it comes from the word yar, or I don't exactly know how to pronounce it, but it's spelled Y-A-R-E, and it's the Hebrew word, and it means reverence, great interest, and heartfelt respect. So far, what we know is that we were made by God with great interest and heartfelt respect. So, what does wonderfully mean? Well, we know wonderful means good. So when you keep on looking, the word wonderful, when the Hebrew word for that is pare. I don't know how to pronounce that one either, but the way it's spelled is P-A. L-A. And again, I don't know how to pronounce this, but what it means is that we have been created differently or distinguished and in a good way. So we have been created by God with reverence, great interest, and heartfelt respect, and we were created differently and distinguished. You see, God created us with intention. Think about it. I mean, we are valued. If we weren't valuable in God's eyes, then why would He go through the trouble designing our fingerprints? All of our fingerprints are different. Each one has a different fingerprint. Everyone has a different fingerprint. Or why would He go through the trouble of giving one person an introverted personality or another one an extroverted personality? If we believe that the Bible is true, then we can trust God assigned us these traits and that they didn't happen by chance. And if God didn't care about us, then He wouldn't devote care and attention to making us different. I mean, it would be obvious, because we would all look, sound, and act the same. We would simply be another person who has entered the world and died the same way and lived the same life. But here's the truth. We do matter to God. And that special care he has for us is reflected in the way he has created us. We're each individual fearfully, with respect, and wonderfully, in a way that sets us apart from others, made. You see, he loved us so much that he made us different. And that love is that agape kind of love. It's unconditional. It has no end. It's beautiful. You see, he loves us so much with that agape kind of love that he sent his one and only son to die for us on a cross. You see, we are all sinners. Sin is anything we think, do, or say that goes against God. It goes against God's law. And God cannot be around this sin. So he sent his one and only son to die for us on a cross. And took all the weight of that sin for us. With that grace and love just for us. And you see, he didn't stay dead. He rose again on the third day. So that we get to be in relationship with him. Not only that, we go to heaven. Not hell. When you accept him into your life, you go to heaven when you die. So if you want to accept Jesus into your life, all you have to do is say a simple prayer like this, keeping it simple, and you can repeat after me. So we're starting 3, 2, 1. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and I have sinned against you. But I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. He was buried and he was raised to life on the third day. Lord, come into my life. Just please forgive me. I accept you now as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you. Thank you for saving me. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I really do hope you said that prayer. If you did and you accepted Jesus, you're now saved. And please tell someone you know you can trust with that. So happy for you if you did. So real quick before you go, I want to talk about our social media. We have a Facebook page. It's Agape, same name, same logo. And then we have our Pinterest page. And as for our Pinterest page, it should be also same name, same logo. But on our Pinterest page, it also requires a username. So you can also search us up by our username. And so our username is A Podcast 22310. Yes, it has changed from what it used to be. So the username is now @ A Podcast. All lowercase, no caps, 22310. that is it for today. I hope you all guys have a great day or not, wherever you are in the world. I really do. So this is Liz signing off. Really do have a great day, night, evening, whatever. Bye.